A hill wet with broom of morning. One aubrey bush squalid with brown in flowers. I have woken and put on my work dress, which is near enough my only dress, and yet she remains asleep. Jade, pot companion, mother. I stand at the end of the cot and consider her face. A beam of morning sun from the window slices over the left cheek. Dark hair spread about the pillow, matted and greasy and greying in places. There is a smell to my mother when she is sleeping. It is a complicated, I think mannish smell. I smelled a like smell when I was sent, as a little girl, to fetch my father away from the Red Lion and to supper. The inn would be clattery with men's voices and small beer sour, and my father would be very jolly indeed, sweeping me up and kissing me on my forehead, his coat crisp from the rain in the big fields. Then we would walk from the alehouse back up the Lawford Hill together, my tiny hand in his much larger. That was 15 years ago, father long dead. So my mother, who is at present snoring fit to wake the devil, as they say, and I sleep together, side by side, in this one chamber in the house the 15-year dead man built for us. A house of three rooms, meanly furnished. Two beds, one window, plaster blue with mildew. Things being born in the walls, I suspect. I know all the noises of her flesh, and all her complicated mannish smells. I was in her flesh once. Strange to think. Flesh of it. Her flesh. I force myself to look at her face for a very long time, and to consider it closely. It is so still that at first it might seem like a death mask or a statue's face. But even motionless, it is not so serene as any monument I have ever had the pleasure to see, be it by chapel or church, in Manningtree nor Mistley. Not that there are many such images left in Essex at all, now Dowsing and his rooters have done their work, peeling the blithe martyrs down off St. Mary's and holding a bonfire for them over the village green. Even in repose, my mother's character seems to shape every plane and furrow of that dry face like a maker's stamp on a horrid little pat of butter. Her Christian name is Anne, but she is called the Beldam West. It suits her because it sounds wide and wicked. The sound of it is like the name of some dusty place in the book that God might drop big meteors upon. Beldam. Bel is a French word, meaning beautiful, which my mother is not. Though they say she was once. And damn, like damned, which I suppose it is not my place right to speculate. I take her apart now, while her repose affords me the opportunity, and consider her piece by piece. Her nose is long and set in a crooked shape, having been broken. It was broken at least once, to my knowledge, 4 years ago, by a most wonderful right hook from Goody Rawbod, as the two of them quarrelled in the herb garden on a late spring afternoon. I do not remember what the substance of their falling out was on that occasion, but I do remember the hooting of the men gathered at the fence to watch. I remember the blow was struck. I remember how my mother tottered back into a rosemary bush with a hand clapped over her face, blood leaking sticky between her fingers, and raised a sweet fragrance as she tumbled down onto her cules amid the little blue flowers. I can barely keep myself from laughing aloud when I smell rosemary, to this very day.